Blog Talk Radio.
Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
But my name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
I was in the Navy. Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge due to military sexual trauma. But I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that.
There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from me.
It's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that and if you could touch on that.
Either one. We'll have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening
Senator McCain, will you take a challenge to be fair and come down here and answer some questions from us?
You all think I'm late. Well, I'm not late. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies.
With PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans are.
Figueroa.
spent a year trying to find out. In her series, A Losing Battle, she looked at the last 3,000 cases of personality disorder discharge appeals. And of those 3,000 appeals, the number of cases that the appeals board overturned in the soldier's favor? Zero.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hey, this here Bill Apgar. How you doing tonight? This here Bill Apgar, Disabled Veteran Radio. Holy cow! Tonight on Disabled Veteran Radio, hopefully, Supreme Court judge nominee. That's right. This is Donald, President Donald Trump's number one nominee pick for Supreme Court judge. His name, Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch. And I was like, wow, I seen the story on Yahoo. So I did my little radio broadcasting easy peasy stuff, and two phone numbers popped up, and I called the second phone number, and Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch's wife answered, and I talked to her for about 2 minutes, and that was it. So I got his email. I sent him an email about, you know, what I want to do tonight on the program. If you've not heard of this fellow, his name, Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch. Here's one of the stories that is out right now. By the way, this is here at Disabled Veteran Radio. We do this program to try to tell you about, you know, what's going on with the Veterans Administration. You know, I had a rough time this afternoon. I tried to call the James Haley Veteran Hospital around 10 o'clock to find out about, you know, because I caught bronchitis like around Christmas and then the first week of the new year. And, you know, I don't go to the VA anyways because I don't like going to the VA, so I live 40 miles away. Plus, they're putting me on the I can go anywhere I want type of plan, but it's still a little messed up. So I paid for my own medication out in the private sector, which came to about $103.03, and I faxed over all the receipts, and it took about 6 hours to talk to the main guy who heads up the base fee department at James Haley Veteran Hospital. But I called the chief of staff's office. I called the director's office. I called Visit 8. They put me through to some. They put me through to about eight other people, and it took 6 hours to get that accomplished. Though I had faxed it 3 days ago. Anyways, that's why we do this show, because, you know, I feel that I can get this chip off my shoulder a little bit, saying, you know, I did go name-calling today. I don't mean to be name-calling, but, you know, it sucks when nobody listens to you. You know, that's why I do this radio program. Hopefully, the nominee for the Supreme Court is standing on the line. He's not standing on the line. Maybe he's, nope, he's not there. Truly, I did talk to his wife. I'm not lying. No bullcrap. You know, it's easy peasy to find his number online. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, but, you know. So I sent him an email, and hopefully he will call in tonight. President Donald Trump has narrowed his choice to fill the Supreme Court vacancy to three judges and said he expects to make his decision in the coming days. A person familiar with the selection process said the three judges, all white men, who sit on federal appeals courts, were on the list of 21 potential high court picks Trump announced during the presidential campaign. The leading contenders who all have met with Trump are William Pryor, Neil Gorsuch, that's whose wife I talked to tonight, and Thomas Hardiman. The person said, speaking anonymously because he was not authorized to speak publicly about the internal decision. That's so stupid. Pryor, 54, is an Alabama-based judge on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Gorsuch, 49, he's only 2 years older than me, is on the Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Hardiman, 51, is based in Pittsburgh for the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. All three were nominated by President George Bush for their current post. Let me see if he's called in. Nope, he ain't called in yet. Trump met Tuesday with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Democrat Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Chuck Grassley, and Senator Dianne Feinstein to discuss the court vacancy. Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, said in a statement that the meeting was productive and a step in the right direction. Schumer, a Democrat from New York, said he told Trump that Senate Democrats would fight any nominee that was outside of the mainstream. Hello? How are you? Trump said it. He plans to announce his choice next week. McConnell led the Senate in refusing the even to consider Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland to take Scalia's seat, announcing on the night that Scalia died that the vacancy should be filled not by Obama but by the next president. Daniel Goldberg, legal director at the Liberal Alliance for Justice, said his group almost certainly would oppose anyone from Trump's list. President Trump has made clear what kind of justice he intends to nominate. He said he intends to nominate a reactionary who doesn't share the constitutional values of the American people and who will undermine fundamental constitutional protections, Goldberg said. I guess I said that word right, reactionary. Let me see if he's called. We're waiting on this number one nominee. No, he hasn't called yet. I told him to call at 11:08. I don't, and I'm not going to call him at night to say, hey, can you call my show now? It's on Blog Talk Radio, like thousands of people are listening. Maybe one or two people are listening. It's only a 30-minute show. I play 5 minutes of music at the beginning, and then I play 5 minutes of music at the end. So it's actually only 20 minutes of me talking. So I don't really have to talk that much. But I will say that, you know, last night when I did my show, my computer didn't freeze up or nothing. Now this thing is going in and out when I'm trying to do my radio program. Let's get back to this who I'm talking about, the number one dude that may be considered for he's the number one nominee pick that President Trump has picked, and that is Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch. Back to this story here about these two other candidates that President Trump has picked. McConnell led the Senate in refusing to even consider Obama's name. Okay, we read that. Daniel Goldberg, a legal director of the Liberal Alliance for Justice, said his group almost certainly would oppose anyone from Trump's list. President Trump has made it clear what kind of justice he intends to nominate. Oh, we already read that part, too. Here we go. Conservatives said the contenders all share Scalia's commitment to the text and meaning of Constitution. These are not stealth candidates. Their records are there for everyone to see and to understand. Their judicial philosophy is well within the mainstream of American legal thought, said Leonard Leo, a conservative lawyer who has been advising Trump on the filling the vacancy. Of the three leading candidates, only Pryor faced significant opposition when nominated to the appeals court. Senate Democrats refused to allow a vote on his nomination, leading Bush initially to give Pryor temporary. This is one of these other guys who they might. Harris Gorsuch was approved by voice vote in 2006. Schumer and Feinstein were among the 95 senators who voted for Hardiman's confirmation in 2007. Hardiman is a colleague of Trump's sister, Judge Marianne Trump Barry. Wow. And there's a bunch of stories out here about this. No, we ain't called in yet. There's the what's this one? Oh, this is MSNBC. President Trump said on Tuesday that he would nominate Supreme Court to pick next week. He was set to meet with congressional leaders to discuss the nomination on Tuesday afternoon. The leading contenders for the vacancy created by the death last February of Justice Anthony Scalia are a study in contrast. Prior, The other was Mr. Neil Gorsuch of the Federal Appeals Court in Denver, a graduate of Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford University, a former clerk to two Supreme Court justices. I guess he heard an earful of people calling in and screaming at him, and a former Justice Department official. There's also a Wikipedia on Mr. Neil Gorsuch. But don't see an email. He didn't email back or anything. Here's our telephone number. This is just a very short program. 602 is the area code. 753-1806. 602-753-1806. You know, I do have a Trump media pass, which I received when I had my radio program last year. And it's from the Sarasota convention, where he appeared at in November of 2015. If you're interested in buying that piece, I need some cash right now. I was asking $900 for it. Somebody offered me about $200 for it, but they ain't called for it. I'd like to get about $500 for it. the Trump media pass. So we're doing this little short program, and I guess it ain't going to happen. God let me call her right there at that time, and I told Mrs. Gorsuch, but I started to tell her, I was like, Mrs. Gorsuch, I only got a short amount of time. I said, first off, can I ask you, is this the right number that I'm calling for what I think I'm calling? And she says, yes, it is. I said, God puts things at a certain time. And I said, I want to tell you a lot of things right now, and I only have a short window to do it in, maybe 30 seconds. And I told her about, hey, the Veterans Administration says that we're not going to pay you retroactive pay. I told her I had a Supreme Court case that just got denied. I didn't have the $300 docket fee. Couldn't put it in no fancy binary booklet form and then make 40 copies and make sure that all looks neat and nice and spend, $2,000 on that. I said, she wrote down my case number, 16-5135. And I said, the Veterans Administration says that we're not going to pay you retroactive pay back to the time of discharge unless you file a claim within 1 year after your discharge. And I said, how can I do that when I was sodomized, raped, hazed, and tortured? And then I almost started crying. I said, on the USS Abraham Lincoln, I don't know if I got to finish what I was saying, but she wrote down my Supreme Court case. So, and plus, I have his email. So I sent him a few emails. So hopefully, I can get me and thousands of other disabled veterans that were wronged on a date of their honorable discharge with a personality disorder. Have you seen the video? In the open of my show, at the end of the open is a fellow by the name of Joshua Krause, who put together a 15-minute piece. Go on YouTube and type his name in, or go to my Facebook page, Bill Apgar. You'll see it there. He says that there were 3,000 cases. I mean, there was a bunch of cases, but like cases like mine that I'm trying to get overturned, this person, and get retroactive pay back to the time. Some people are just trying to get their personality turned into a PTSD so they can get money from Uncle Sam. Here I should have had a disability rating on the date of my honorable discharge due to being sodomized, raped, hazed, and tortured by my division weapons aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. You never hear those stories. When it comes to military sexual trauma, what do you hear? You hear about a male and a female getting drunk in a hotel room. Right after I was sodomized, raped, hazed, and tortured, what came into play? Tail hook. And what was that? Male and female officers getting drunk in a hotel room. So that's what everybody thinks about military sexual trauma all the time, And I'm tired of being humiliated. Do I get, are my parents supportive? I think they are, somewhat. But they're tired of me talking about it. But I got to keep on talking about it until it's solved, until it's corrected, until I'm fully compensated. And if I was fully compensated, do you think I wouldn't be so angry? You bet your sweet ass I won't. But things like today where I'm trying to get compensated, my money, that, I had to pay out of my pocket because the Veterans Administration can't figure out how to just give us a friggin' card where we can go to any place, whether that's a psychiatrist's office, whether that's a primary care doctor, whether that's a dermatology doctor that cut out some skin cancer. Watch this one now. This dermatology doctor on the outside over in Palm Harbor, Florida, who cut the cancer out of my leg, allegedly, but I tell her dogs still are sniffing there, da-da-da-da, it hurts a little. Oh, everything will be fine. But she's not seeing any more veterans at her facility. Why? Because this VA hospital here in Tampa, James Haley VA Hospital, or Bay Pines down in St. Petersburg, is not funding her for the patients that have already visited her facility. How do you like that? Hello? Can you hear me? I'm a confused disabled veteran who was sodomized, raped, and hazed. I had it rhyming good the other day. I had, what'd I say? I said, hello? Can you hear me? I'm a 100% disabled veteran, sodomized, or something like that. Will you listen to me? I like that song. That's Adele. Calling from the... I must have screamed 1,000 times. I want to stay out of trouble. I'm tired of screaming at people. Really, I am, truthfully. I feel so bad screaming name-calling sometimes. It sucks. It really does. It's this stuff... It's been going on a long time. You know, even since the day that I was discharged, I've never held a really good, steady radio gig, you know. So I'm hoping that this gets fixed where I can have the amount of funds that are owed to me, you know. And then I want to write a book, of course. What's the name of your book? Uncle Sam Duskied. And then I'm going to follow that up with my second book, Sex Change Secrets Revealed, the real story behind Manning, Snowden, Assange, what, you know, all these cats. And that's what I'm saying. There are thousands of 100% disabled veterans like me who are being antagonized, harassed. You know, you call in, you can't even call in and get anything solved when you call into a VA facility. Like, I called and talked to the operator at James Haley, and you know, I was telling him about such and such a person. He goes, "Yeah, that's such and such a person. I'm having a hard time with them too." And then I didn't feel so bad. But you know why? You know why that such and such a person was screaming at the VA operator? It wasn't me. He was screaming because he didn't want veterans put through to his office. And then if you call the chief of staff's office at James Haley, you know what their excuse is? I wrote it down here. Oh, we're not. Oh man, I'm here in the dark. I got it right here. What did they say today? This is what I'm saying. I jibber jabber all this stuff down. Oh, we can't. We don't have time to micromanage, is what she said. The secretary for the chief of staff's office. We don't have time to micromanage. You know, these VA hospitals get billions and millions of dollars, millions, sometimes billions. And they say they don't have time to micromanage, though they have congressional hearings and they get a lot of money sent to them. I don't understand that whatsoever. I don't understand why Chelsea Manning, that ain't his real name, it's a fetish to me, why his sentence got reduced. And then Snowden's coming back to run his mouth, but thousands of veterans that were sodomized, raped, hazed, and tortured, we'd never get to talk. That's why I thank God for allow me to speak to Mrs. Gorsuch earlier this evening around 8 o'clock. She said that her husband, Mr. Gorsuch, was teaching college somewhere and called back later, but I figured she didn't want me to call back. So I got an email, sent him a couple emails. Unfortunately, he didn't respond to the email. Will I try to call another time to try to get him on the program? Or if I'm working another program, I'll say, hey, I got the number. Let's call him now. You know, I think this is the guy. This has to be the guy because the way I have read some of these articles in the news, Chicago Times, Los Angeles Times, it's all pointing to this man, Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch, Trump's number one nominee. Da-da-da-da. You know, I need some Rocky music now. Anyway, please, dear Lord, help me get this chip off my shoulder. Help me get back on track in life, and help me get my radio show going, and help me get thousands of other veterans fully compensated. And if it's so be it, if it's, you know, if you want to help me, I know you want to help me, and I just got to do it the right way. And thank you for Mrs. Gorsuch for listening to me. So my website is Bill Apgar. That's A as in apple, P as in Paul, G as in grapefruit, A as in apple, R as in radio. It's pretty simple. If you want to donate, and you know, so I can buy some time on a local FM station here in Tampa, or actually buy time on Sirius XM Radio. You know, back in 2000, the airtime on Sirius XM Radio was about $400 an hour. I'm sure it's about $1,400 an hour now. So once again, if you'd like to send a financial gift to help me fight the fight of and help get the wrong corrected of the personality disorder and get these Senate and Congress people and maybe get this new judge on to that's why I call him, you know, that's God was right there. Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch. This here is Bill Apgar once again, the host of Disabled Veteran Radio. I'm glad that you listened tonight. I'm sorry that it's only a half an hour. I wish I had a couple calls, and I wish that Mr. Neil M. Gorsuch would give me a call, but we'll work on that next time. And all the best. May God bless. And love your family, right? Thanks for listening tonight here on Disabled Veteran Radio for January the 24th, 2017.
Any questions or comments? Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
My name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Well, thank you.
I was in the Navy.
Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge due to military sexual trauma. But I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that.
There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have torn us down to the side to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you,
everybody has it's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that and if you could touch on that. Yeah, you be the one.
We'll have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening
Senator McCain, will you take a challenge and be fair and come down here and answer some questions from us? You think I'm late? You all think I'm late? Well, I'm not late. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this
thing
gets filled
with PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans are.
In her series, A Losing Battle, she looked at the last 3,000 cases of personality disorder discharge appeals. And of those 3,000 appeals, the number of cases that the appeals board overturned in the soldiers' favor? Zero.